I heard an interview this week about the Promise Keepers. In fact, Sam Donaldson, Cokie Roberts, and George Will were questioning Dr. Dobson about Promise Keepers, and for the most part, the media, the liberal media in America, is nothing more than Satan's mouthpiece, and they don't even know it. But what they were trying to do was to say, to get Dr. Dobson to admit, and they kept on pounding away at it, saying this Promise Keepers, all it's about is bringing men back into dominion to dominate women again. And he was constantly trying to evade that issue and saying, well, all I heard was husbands loving their wives and caring about their wives and taking their responsibility as husbands and fathers, and so on. And they kept on talking about that. Of course, he did say, well, the scripture talks about the role of a husband. But he never did say what that role was. He never did quote a scripture. I think most everybody on the national scene is scared to death of the politically correct crowd, and they're scared to death of the feminist. I mean, he wouldn't touch the scripture with a 10-foot pole that says, well, yes, the scripture says the head of the woman is the man, the head of the man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God. He wouldn't touch the one that says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. I thought one of the things he could have said, I thought of it later, was, well, by their fruit, Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. And what are the fruits of feminism? The number one bitter, evil fruit is abortion. And that's the worst thing that's ever happened in this country. But there are others, such as, I believe, the increase in crime. If you look at it, great many of your criminals come out of households headed by women. And that can be documented. So also, you know, feminism that they tout as having done so much for women, that's a lie of the devil. Women are in worse shape than they've ever been in. You know, in Puritan America that they so malign, a woman could walk down a dark street late at night in a big city all by herself, and she didn't have to be afraid of being attacked. She can't do that in feminist America. She can't even do that in a small town anymore. But they get good press. The Satan has his mouthpiece. And it goes back hundreds of years, thousands of years. Seem like evil men are drawn to the media in order to be Satan's mouthpiece. I was studying about the founding of this country. You know, they had Samuel, I believe it was Samuel Adams, started the committees of correspondence. You know why he did that? He said, you can't trust the media. They're never going to tell it the way it really happened. So we're going to have to write letters to one another and keep each other informed, because you can't trust the media. Well, here back in David's day, in Psalm 12, he's saying, you can't trust the media. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Look at that verse 4. They said it way back in David's day. They said, with our tongue will we prevail. And one of the things that Sam Donaldson asked Dr. Dobson, he said, well, who is winning? And it seemed to me like he had some sarcasm in his voice when he said, this battle between God and the devil. He probably doesn't believe in either one. But he said, who's winning this battle? And Dr. Dobson said, well, it's still up for grabs. But I think Donaldson and all his crowd are saying, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? They are the mouthpiece. They control, for the most part, the debate. And they hate anyone who challenges their power. And they're thinking, we're going to win because we control the media. Well, I want to tell you, there's no guarantee in this world that they won't win. But if they win, everybody loses. That's the fact. You know, Satan, in Scripture, one of the description of him, he's called that old serpent. And how does a snake hurt you? He hurts you with the venom in his mouth. It speaks of evil men in verse 16. It says they are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Right. So evil men have always been known for that. The Antichrist, how's he going to come to power? And I believe Hitler was an Antichrist. Sure. And you know how he mesmerized Germany? With his mouth. He was a great speaker. I surprised a man by telling him, the Germans elected Hitler. And they tell me it was a huge turnout. I think it was, the best of my memory, it was a record turnout in the vote. And they elected Hitler. How'd he get to that point? Well, you see, the Germans then were like most Americans now. They worshipped money. And Hitler promised prosperity, material prosperity, and he brought prosperity, and they loved him. They loved Der Führer, as they called him, their leader. And he had the media, he had a propaganda machine behind him. They showed pictures of him talking to old farming Germans, peasants, you know. This is a man of the common people. Playing with little children, you know. They put out the campaign. No, they didn't. You know, the picture we have of Hitler, the monster that he was, that's not what the German people had of him. No, the media painted him very white and very good. But certainly, he was an Antichrist. You know, Antichrist, sad to say, would get elected in most countries of the world if he did what the Bible says he's going to do. Cause craft to prosper. Because they worship their own belly and money is their God, and all they vote on is who they perceive is going to give them more material things, and that's all that so many people care about. And who can talk the best. That so oftentimes is the case. Promise them the most and speak great swelling words. They've already been mesmerized by Satan. Let's look at Revelation 12, what it says about the serpent. Revelation 12, 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And by the way, there is a spitting. You know, some cobras don't have to bite you. They just spit in your eye. So you have to watch out. Well, here's one that's going to cast out water as a flood after the woman. They might cause her to be carried away of the flood, and the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Well, here the serpent has a mouth sending out a flood. The earth has a mouth that opens up and swallows the flood. Someone has said, God is always speaking. It talks about Christ. What's he going to do? He's going to come back and destroy with the spirit of his mouth. Question is, who are we listening to? You know, here in America, most Americans, their Bibles gathering dust on the shelf, and they're listening to the devil box all day long. And you do that for years, and many of them think, I can listen to lies all day long, year after year after year, and it won't affect me. But it does. And it especially affects their children when that's all they hear growing up. But the devil is bringing that into the home. God speaking, yes, all the time. God speaking in His Word, through His prophets, through Christ, through nature. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Through the beast. The scripture even says, go to the beast. And they shall teach thee. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. All of nature and creation is God speaking. But I want you to know, Satan, he may not have as much at his disposal, but he's speaking too. His mouth is running constantly. He's a master of propaganda. And if you are shallow, you know, why do people believe lies and propaganda, whether it's put out by government or pornographers? They don't have enough depth about them to discern. This is all just a lie. And they don't even have enough depth to say, hey, has this stood the acid test of time? That's one test for all truth. Solomon said it. He said, a lying tongue is but for a moment, but the lip of truth shall be established. If you hear some new doctrine and you're not sure if it's true or not, you know what you ought to do? Give it 30 years. Give it 30 years. And that way you can inspect some fruit. You see? Let the next generation come along and inspect some of the fruits of this new doctrine and this new movement. And know them that labor among you, as the scripture says. Get a little better acquainted with it. Theories of man, theories of science, they come and they go. But so many times Satan is effective. And before it's ever proved false, he's already destroyed millions of souls with a doctrine that had no truth or validity to it in the first place. Revelation 13:2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So the Antichrist is compared to having the mouth of a lion. Doesn't Satan walk about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour? Revelation 16:13, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. You see, those that have listened to the devil, eventually, and this is the ultimate example of it right here, they're going to listen when he calls them to their destruction. And here they're going to listen when he calls them, come and let's do battle with God Himself. Let's go up against Jerusalem. And that's who they've always obeyed. And that's who they're going to obey even when it means their destruction. Satan is a master of lies. And man, he can tell some big ones. One, I think it was Hitler who said, if you're going to lie, he said, make it a big one. said people will believe a big lie quicker than they will a small one. I guess it's the it's so big that they think, well, nobody would lie about something like that. And so they believe the lies of Satan. But we ought to be listening to another mouth. By the help of God, we can. Amen.